I thought it most appropriate for First Fridays simply to continue discussing devotion to the Sacred Heart, and largely the material that I'm using for this is from a book that was written during the lifetime of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque by one of her spiritual directors, Father Jean Cosset. And it's, for those who are interested, TAN actually still publishes it, Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father Claude de la Colombière was a Jesuit priest, a chaplain to the Queen of England, and he was sent to be chaplain to the visitation nuns of Paray-le-Monial in France, where St. Margaret Mary was. He soon realized, he was a holy man, and soon realized with his gift of discernment that the extraordinary things that were happening in the life of St. Margaret Mary were, in fact, from God. And then he bound her in obedience to write down what it was that she had experienced. So I'd just like to read that first account that she gave to her spiritual director under obedience. It's fairly brief. Being one day before the Blessed Sacrament during the octave of the feast, I received from my God excessive graces of his love. When I was moved by the desire to make some return to him and to render love for love, he said to me, "You can give me no greater return than by doing what I have so many times commanded you to do." And revealing his heart to me, he said, "Behold this heart which has so loved men as to spare itself nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, to testify to them its love. And in return, I receive nothing but ingratitude from the greater part of men by the contempt, irreverence, sacrileges, and coldness which they have for me in this sacrament of my love. And what is still more painful is that it is the hearts consecrated to me that treat me thus. For this reason, I ask that the first Friday of the octave of Corpus Christi be set apart for a particular feast to honor my heart. I ask that reparation of honor be made to my heart, that communion be received on that day to repair the indignities which it has received during the time it has been exposed on the altars. And I promise you that my heart will expand itself and pour out in abundance the influences of its love on those who will render it dishonor. But, my Lord, to whom dost thou address thyself?" said St. Margaret Mary. "To a wretched slave, to a poor sinner, who by her unworthiness would be capable of hindering thy designs. Thou hast so many generous souls to execute thy commands." "Poor innocent that thou art," said our Savior, "do you not know that I make use of the weak to confound the strong, that it is usually on the lowliest and the poor in spirit that I show my power with the greatest effect, in order that they may attribute nothing to themselves?" "Give me, then," said St. Margaret Mary, "the means to do what thou dost command me to do." Then our Savior said, "Address yourself to my servant, Blessed Claude de la Colombière, and tell him on my part to do everything possible to establish this devotion and to give this pleasure to my divine heart. Tell him not to be discouraged by the difficulties which he will meet, because they will not be wanting. But he should be aware that he is all-powerful who distrusts himself completely in order to put his confidence in me." He is all-powerful who distrusts himself completely in order to put all his confidence in me. These words are not meant just for Blessed Claude de la Colombière, now Saint Claude de la Colombière. "He is all-powerful who distrusts himself completely in order to put all his confidence in me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.